need to take a break from flying soon. I should be halfway to this mystery man's lodge at this point. I shall walk for the rest of the way. Hard to imagine Lily ever doing that. Such an insolent little girl. If she could fly and defend herself with fire breathing, she could have come with me instead of pestering Master. She acts far too young for her age, as young as she is already. She is still a baby to me. I doubt she can even put together a meal for Master, despite all the recipes I taught her. Anyway, I wonder what kind of occupation this mystery employer is offering me exactly. Whatever it might be, I hope it is honest work. I would even prefer manual labor, like plowing fields, over something immoral like working at a brothel. What a waste of a trip it would be if this man only wants me to pleasure his clients. How disgusting. Perhaps I should have brought a weapon with me, just in case him or any of his men become hostile. But hopefully I will be able to defend myself just fine with my talents. It has been so long since I've retracted them from my hands, actually. Okay. They still look perfectly fine. My fangs also sink deep enough to cause severe blood loss if anyone tries killing me. But then, I would have to put my mouth on them. My mouth is only reserved for Master. Speaking of Master, I still cannot believe I left Lily alone with him. Not to say I am distrustful of him, but he is a male after all. Not to mention his quite ravenous desire for a woman's touch. Oh, Master, I wish I could just live the rest of my day submitted to you. I would fulfill every carnal pleasure you desired. I should have discussed that sort of arrangement before traveling this far away. I am not entirely sure what kind of morals this mysterious employer has. Some humans really dislike dragons, so hopefully this mystery man does not try killing me. But I must take risks if I want to pay back Master, show him my gratitude for all he has done for us. Deep down in my heart, I want to ask Master if I could simply repay him with my body and by being his slave. With him as my lord, I would abandon all independence just to serve Master in any way I can. It would not speak very well of me as dragon royalty, but I simply cannot help myself around him. Perhaps Master would think it is too brash and unwomanly of me to ask such a bold question. I do not want Master to become displeased with my behavior, but he does seem to have a soft spot for Lily. Perhaps she can ask him. No, I must do it myself. If she asks Master, then she is sure to become his wife, leaving me in the dust. I feel as I would be suited to serve Master better than Lily. She certainly would not be able to take care of his manly needs the way I do. She would be confused about what to do. Besides, she isn't nearly as well endowed as I am, so she can't perform all the acts I can on Master. Not with those bug bites. Stupid little girl. Hopefully she does not develop as well as I did. Her frame is quite puny, so I doubt it. Most likely, she will remain a tiny, flat-chested girl for the rest of her life. Not a woman like me. Perhaps Lily's moaning will annoy Master. He will basically have to babysit her with how incompetent and whiny she is. Then, I'll have Master all to myself. all of his body to please, like, suck on and kiss. Master makes my womanly temperament so volatile. I'm so desperate that I'm even speaking like a brothel whore for him now. Oh, Master. This looks like the lodge I was told about. It looks very unkempt. I do not like the look of this at all. Should I fly back? No. I need to make money to pay Master back for all he has done for us. Perhaps this place is better kept inside. Well, here I go. Hello, sir. Hello, sirs. I did not see you back there. I have come here inquiring about an open position you have. I would like to know more about the occupation and perhaps even work under you. Yes. Sure. I can certainly come inside. Oh, I see you have hired mostly women here. Yes, they are very beautiful. Very scantily clad. This seems like a better room to discuss the position in. It's a lot more quiet. If I may ask, who are those men escorting us here? Oh, bodyguards? Is this lodge under attack quite frequently, or... no? Okay then. Sir, please. I would like for you to tell me everything I should know about the occupation. My senses are telling me this may not be something appropriate for me. We're not going to be pleasuring the clients. Are we? Huh? Oh, only with our looks. What do you mean exactly? Sir, you should know better than to suddenly tear into a lady's clothing like that. So, we are expected to dress like brothel whores to earn shillings here? Are you sure this is not a brothel? Certainly looks like one to me. So, besides pleasuring the clients with our appearance, what are we going to be doing here exactly? Serving food and entertaining the guests. Ugh, how patronizing. I only do such things for my master. And why did you request a dragon female for this position exactly? Would a human female not have been adequate enough? I saw plenty of them outside of this room earlier. It sounds like I do not need any special skills for this title. I want to hear your explanation for all this. I see. So, you mean to tell me you only want me here because dragons are exotic? How insulting. I have several skills that can be put to good use. I am worth more than just my appearance, you know. Do you not have the need to have cargo delivered here? I do see a kitchen back there. Perhaps I can prepare food or deliver cargo instead of entertaining and serving the guests. That has a very suspicious tone to it. I do not think this will be a very good fit for me. I will be... huh? That is true. now that most of the dragon lineage is extinct, humans can treat us however they want. There are no elder dragons to defend their family anymore. You're right about that part. Now that most everyone is gone, dragons will not be able to do noble and honest work like they used to. Now, no one wants to integrate them into society. I apologize for being so short-sighted earlier. I should have acted more like a lady. I should be grateful a human man like you is kind enough to offer me this position. I do need to pay back my master for all his favors of... Oh, you will let me fly packages and prepare the client's food sometimes? Thank you. I would prefer working with my hands more than, entertaining all the men who come into this pub. Sir? Why are you staring at my breast so much? It's because, I'm more top-heavy than the rest of the girls who work here? Yes. I suppose it will help me earn more tips. Then, I can repay my loving master for all he's done for us. But I want you to know something. My master is the only man I will perform lewd acts for. No other man shall be physically pleasured by me. Yes, I may be very well endowed, but I assure you, I can adequately fly boxes of food to this pub. And I will have no problem carrying trays of food to the client's tables either. Yes, I know they are big. They will not get in the way of anything, I promise you. Please do not reconsider my spot here. I would be very grateful if I could repay my debts by working here. Surely I should not have to wear a scantily clad uniform if I'll mostly be working in the kitchen and delivering packages, though. Right? I would prefer a clear and concise answer, sir. So, even if I'm engaging in manual labor, I will still have to wear a humiliating uniform? Well, I should accept possibly the only job that will ever be offered to me. Before I act so hastily, I believe the best course of action is for me to discuss this with my master more thoroughly. Even though I am descended from dragon royalty, I am still a woman. I should act like one, and let the man of the household know about any decisions I should make. So, I will make a second trip back here once I have properly discussed everything with my master. If he approves of the immoral uniform, then I will accept the... How dare you grab a lady like that? I am never returning to this establishment again. Be thankful I did not strike your jugular artery. You disgusting bastard. If you do not know how to use your hands correctly, you should not have them at all. Aw, I cannot just leave you without hands like this. It would be cruel to let you live the rest of your life without being able to grope women. I suppose I'll just have to kill you then. Stop squirming so much. Do you really expect to squirm out of here with no legs? Even if you did manage to pathetically squirm out of here by dragging yourself with your handless arms, you would die of blood loss shortly after. You should not have acted so foolishly, grabbing a lady like that. You should know better than to touch another man's property. That was your fatal mistake. Only my master can grab me in such a perverted manner. You are right about humans not respecting dragons as they used to. Anyway, it looks like there will not be anyone to run this brothel properly anymore. So I might as well destroy the rest of this place. This is what I think of you and your establishment. Enjoy your last moments rotting in the hole that you have dug yourself into. Any last words? Yes, you're right. Once the word about this gets out, perhaps dragons will be even more hated. But they will also be more feared and eventually respected. Grr, looking at you pisses me off. Now that I think about it, I should not be so merciful by sparing you a few last moments. Goodbye. Foolish bastard. Perhaps I took that overboard though. I should probably get out of here before those bodyguards try killing me. With as violent as this has turned out to be, I suppose it was better that Lily stayed home. The brothel owner was right though. People will hate us even more now, and possibly even seek to persecute us. I hope Master does not get hurt because of all this. Ugh. Actually, if everyone sees he has domesticated two dragons, then he will be respected and known as a dragon tamer. What a fitting title. He certainly tames me. I think we should all be safe from persecution if all the villagers know he has total control over us. At least I hope that will be the case. If Master doesn't approve of it, I simply won't do it. He has full control over Lily and I. The effect he has on me is crazy. Oh, Master. Yes. You have fully domesticated me. You own my soul and body completely. Master will be known as the Dragon Tamer, able to train Lily and I into total obedience. I wonder what Dragon Tamer and Lily are up to right now. Oh, Master, I can't wait to get back and service you again. I can hardly control myself now. Oh.
That trip to the market made me really tired. I want to take a nap. I think I'm getting a little too old for nap time now, but it just feels so good taking naps. But before I take a nap, I want to do something important first. I want to talk to you about something, Master. So listen closely. You know I really love you a lot. Good, because I really mean it every time I say it. You're the only man we have now, ever since most of the other dragons got killed. Or at least that's what it looks like. Me and Adeline don't have a daddy or any other male relatives anymore. No more dragon neighbors or friends either. I don't know if there's any other dragons left out there, but it's dangerous to look. Someone might slay us. There are some villages where there's a no-dragon rule. Adeline can fly really high, so bad guys can't shoot her with an arrow if she goes way up there. But for a little dragon like me who can't fly yet, I might get killed if I ever get lost in the wrong village. Mommy and Daddy said, if something ever happens to them, the best thing we can do is try to find the dragon man. Then we could have babies together and continue our lineage. But if we couldn't find any dragon boys anywhere, I forgot. Let me think. I swear I remembered it earlier. I think Adeline knows more about it. I can ask her when she gets back here. Oh, remember that fertility potion I was telling you about, Master? I think it's gotta do something with that. You probably gotta find a witch or a wizard. There's a way to make a pureblood dragon baby like that. Even if the daddy is a human like you, Master. It's some weird magical stuff. I don't know too much about it. But when Adeline comes back, we can all talk about it. Okay? So, what do you think about having babies with me, Master? Sounds romantic, doesn't it? How many babies do you want to have, Master? Let's have a big family. It'll be a whole lot of fun. Plus, I'm sure stupid Adeline can make all the money we need to support our new family. Just kidding. But really, all those helping hands will make it easy to grow our own food and stuff. And the more dragons there are, the faster we can restore the lineage. I don't know why. I really feel like I have to. It's a burning desire inside me that I can't ignore. I have to birth a lot of babies for Master. It's my duty. The more dragons there are, the more we can protect each other. Then, me and Adeline won't have to be scared walking at market. Cause, you know, a lot of people really hate dragons. Right, Master? I don't know why. Not from this village. But any travelers passing by might see us and try attacking us. Probably something to do with our family lineage or history or something. I didn't really listen that much when Mommy and Daddy told us old stories about dragons. But the real question is, how can anyone hate this cute little face and my tight little tushy, Master? I'm irresistible. I hope my body doesn't change too much when I get older. I know you like it like this, don't you, Master? I remember some dragons in my family were pretty small like me, even when they were much older, so... Maybe I'll be like that too. I wanna be Master's cute little girl forever. It's gonna be hard carrying a lot of babies with how small I am, but it'll be worth it. Sometimes dragons can lay up to 5 eggs at a time. I don't know if I'm gonna lay eggs or just birth a baby like a human though, since you'll be the daddy and all. Yeah, they'll still be full-blooded dragons if we do the fertility spell. And they'll have your features too, Master. Like your hair color, eye color, stuff like that. Do you still want to manhandle me when I'm pregnant, Master? You think I'm gonna grow big stupid boobies like Adeline when you impregnate me, Master? I bet they won't get as big as hers though. Those things are huge. Her boobs look like they're full of milk even though she's not even pregnant. I actually get jealous of how big and bouncy they are sometimes. But I know you really like me better. Right, Master? Even if she has big boobs, she's not a fun little toy like me. I know. Anyway, don't you want Din Din now, Master? I bet you're really hungry after we did all that walking and, playing when we went to the market. Oh, Master, you're so silly sometimes. It always catches me off guard when you suddenly feel like playing chase and manhandling me. It makes me get butterflies when you play fun stuff with me, Master. But now, I gotta get to cooking really yummy meals for you if I wanna be your wife one day. How about you come in the kitchen with me to make sure I don't get burned like I did yesterday? It's gonna be kinda scary when I start breathing fire, cause then I might burn myself. But I know Master will always be there to protect me, even if it's from myself. I love you, Master. I like playing house with you. It's good practice, cause, you know, I'm not kidding when I say one day I will be your wife.